from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk to Tara right now in Philadelphia. Good morning, Tara.
Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
We're doing fantastic. Our Fightin' Phil's got a victory last night.
You know what? I had stuff to do, and it was all put on pause because of that last inning. I mean, it was cringeworthy just watching that.
It was tough. It was really tough.
Wait a minute. I'm coming to defense of my guy Estevez here, okay?
Yeah, you know what?
All right, he walked the first guy. That's a problem. You should never come in and walk the first guy. But a cue shot to third base that Bo made a nice play on. Wasn't like he got the ball ripped.
But the other guy, two guys got on base before that. I forget it.
Right, one a walk.
Yeah, it was first and second.
And one a single.
Single, that's right, single. I'm sorry, Tara, go ahead.
No, I agree with what you said, but, I mean, Estevez is new. He's got a, you know, he's got a lot to prove. And I get all that, but, I mean, I just wasn't feeling him last.
Well, you know, Tara, you know what scared me on Estevez when the Phillies got him? Because, obviously, he'd been having a great year. Let me look this up real quick.
The strikeouts?
No. I dug into the numbers, Tara, when they got him.
Uh-huh.
His career ERA.
Oh, he's a late bloomer. Talk about Kelsey.
Late bloomer.
Last, like, 3 years is when he was, like, a pretty mediocre
player.
He's
a guy that only has, like, 2 good years.
Yeah. No, I know.
So, Tara, his career, and again, this is a 31-year-old, so you're not talking about a small sample size.
Right, but what was Jeff Hoffman before he got here?
No, I get it, but look.
Out of the league is what he was.
He was.
Yeah.
But, Tara, Estevez career ERA, 4.26. He looks like a guy that's 4.26.
Ew.
Right?
That ain't,
I mean, think of it this way. He, not great. Not great.
No, not at all.
Not great.
Yeah, that game was too close for comfort for me.
I totally agree. And that was a good TV show, by the way.
I thought we still played okay. Nola wasn't, I mean, he wasn't terrible.
No, Nola did a nice job. I mean, he gave up the one, you know, hit, so to speak, that was the home run. But otherwise, he was fantastic. Tara, give me a great answer, a notable sports quote.
Oh, okay. So I am initially from Seattle, Washington. So my heart is always with the great legend, King Griffey Jr. And when I get annoyed by some of these hothead players, I always think of his quote he did back in the day where he says, I can't play being mad. I go out there and have fun, and it's a game, and that's how I'm going to treat it.
Well, I mean, it's a way to attack it. It doesn't resonate with me.
It's not really a Philly way to attack it.
I can play a game mad. I can do a show mad. I can do a lot of things mad. Sometimes mad is good.
Oh, by the way, Nola last night, 10 base runners in 5 1/3 innings.
Yep.
That's not great.
No, it's not great, but he gave up 2 runs. He found his way. He danced out of it. I mean, I'm not saying,
as did my guy Estevez. He danced out of the ninth inning and registered
right,
a save.
But
thank
Jody,
you very much, Joe DeCamera.
All right. Let's not act like Estevez, though. It's not been a great start. Is that fair? I mean,
yeah,
Seltzer last night.
2.47 ERA, you know, he's got as a Philly. You know,
you know what Fritz did on Twitter? During that ninth inning.
What'd he do?
He listed like four or five guys. Over, like, this is Brandon Workman. This is, I don't even remember some of the guys.
Yeah, that might be a little far. Heath Embry and all those guys.
Some of those guys.
Yeah, look, I think Estevez is solid. I don't think he's a lights out closer. I mean, the ball gets hit hard off him, man. He gives up a lot of hard contact. Like, I'm definitely not.
But last night, that was not tonight. He's done that before. A lot of balls coming down on the warning track. Estevez has given up since he got here.
Yes, he has.
Last night, a cue shot, oppo cue shot down the third baseline, which Bo makes a good play on.
Right.
And then an oppo cue shot that Harper's got to knock down to pick up with the tying run on in scoring position. I'll take that out on my relief pitcher every day.
Oppo cue shot. Has never been said in human history before.
I had the same thought.
It's never.
I'm poke you, John.
There's never been a human.
He said it twice.
That said,
the rest of the world is catching up. Feel free to jump on the bandwagon now, everybody.
Oh, Jody, you're a gem, man. Let's do a little life advice with the hammer. So, you know who I talked to yesterday? Our buddy Chavis, one of the great WIP callers.
I love Chavis.
We haven't heard from Chavis in forever. So he called me. I called him back. Isn't he the one years ago that said, you dumb as hell or something?
No, that was Levi. Levi and Overbrook said, you dumb as hell. Yeah, that was a great one.
All right.
And we just heard Terrence in North Philly. Was a call in a while, dude. You got to, you know.
Terrence.
Your life got to hit rock bottom to get life advice from Joe to Cameron.
Terrence, you got to call us, man. I mean, there are some legendary callers in the 8 years that we've been together as a show. And would love to hear from some of you. All right. Seltzer, what does someone need help with? I mean, I'm here to help today. I am, in fact, the giving tree. All I do is give, you know, and that's why we do life advice brought to us by MHS, the wonderful people, phenomenal what they do at MHS Lift. Look, if you're looking for forklifts, a warehouse efficiency assessment, any type of material handling equipment, or if your equipment needs repairs, go to MHSLift.com. Seltzer, what does someone need help with?
All right, so it's from Anonymous. It's a young lady, I'm assuming,
well,
by the context.
Guts, freaking Anonymous.
There we go.
Sign your name.
You ready, Joe?
All
right.
Born ready.
Joe.
What?
I'm a 4-for-4 Philly sports girl, and I love my teams. I've been dating my boyfriend for a little over 3 months, and we just went to our first Phillies game together. Here's the problem. He's a booer. Like a constant booer. I wouldn't mind if it wasn't after every pop-up, strikeout, or foul ball that he's constantly crapping on the Phillies. It's been a rough go for the team lately, but yelling out, bums, or what are we paying you for, is a little over the top. I do really like him, and I did not expect him to be this way. He ultimately ruined the game for me, and it was clear that the people around him thought he was obnoxious, too.
Wow.
How do I get him to tone it down? Please help.
Well, you may not be able to, so I'll start with that. I'll say this.
What a great start.
Well, no. I mean, so it's interesting. It's funny, James, I didn't think that was the question you were going to ask at the end, or she was going to ask at the end. I thought it was going to be... like, it's impacting my relationship. What do I do?
Well, I think she is.
Well,
I think in a way she's getting
there. A little bit. But
yeah,
so
saying if I can't get him to tone down. Yeah.
Saying right. He's embarrassing.
No, that's what she's saying. He's embarrassing. Look, I would recommend to her that if you really like this guy, you know, there's some stuff that you just got to kind of deal with you know, boyfriend and girlfriends. And I mean, I would hope that this would not cause you to not want to be with the guy. So let me just start with that. Unless it is so ridiculously embarrassing, good word, Devin, that, you know, but I can't imagine it's that. Look, tell the guy to stop acting like a clown. I mean, how about that? How about you start with, you
hey,
know.
Hey, honey, stop being a clown, okay? Enough of the clown show.
You know, it's really interesting because it's almost like a, you know, we've had this referendum in Philadelphia sports over the last few years. And the Eagles did change the way I think a lot of us consume sports. I mean, they won a Super Bowl and it kind of changed things. And then the Trey Turner thing. And so, like, what's the right way to be a fan and blah, blah, blah. Look, people are going to be how they're going to be. I just hope he's not a cynic in other elements of life. If he is, then that could be a reason to want to leave him. If this is just the way he is, I would say give it a shot, try to change him. But don't break up with the guy just because the guy boos at games. I mean, what difference does it really make?
I'll tell you where you Seriously. Could be right. She might not be able to change him.
Yeah, people are who they are.
Yours truly, sitting right here.
Oh, wow.
Many a game with many a woman from age 15 on.
Look at this. Many
the Mac
tickets,
man,
don't
if you know
have
what
to
saying.
Pay for the tickets, good tickets, impressive for the females and the like. Anytime there is a foul ball, I get out of my seat. even if it's got no chance to come where I'm sitting, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to make a play. And I've seen girls just roll their eyes, go, what is this idiot doing? And I've done it my entire life, and I've never changed. Not a problem. Just some things you take a hardline stance on. If this guy's a booing, he's not stopping.
That is a little strange.
Little. Yeah.
Like north north of 50, that's a little strange.
No, I mean, I haven't changed.
Like 20,
I mean, Jody, I know. Like I said, starting at 15 to today, go to the games with my daughter. Playoff games. Phillies playoff games last year. Foul ball. We're in the third level. The ball's a line drive. About going to hit. Get it.
You know what? There are a lot of foul balls in a baseball game, Jody. A lot of foul balls in a baseball game.
Jody, two questions.
Yes.
Number one. I'm not going to ask you if you ever barreled over an 8-year-old, but have you ever barreled over an adult to get a ball or to get near a ball?
No, that's a
better question. Okay. Has the ball ever come close to you?
Question two: how many have you caught? Caught myself? Yeah, got on the bounce.
My daughter has caught foul balls. I've never gotten one.
Yeah, same.
Not one. Well, the thousands of games I've gotten, never gotten one.
Pick it up. You know, Peter Laviolette says to you,
enough is enough. Start playing with some jam in here. Let's
come on, Mac man.
You know who my daughter got a foul ball from? Curt Schilling.
Wow.
Remember when pitchers
when
used
hitting?
To hit?
Wow.
Off the concrete between different
when it would
levels.
Bounce back?
Two bounces right into her hand.
I do remember the bounce. Yeah, the big bounce backs.
Yes. Yeah. And she caught it sitting right next to me. I never got one, but she did. She's gotten like three in her life, and she's not even half my age.
Classic. And there it is, a little life advice with the hammer and the Mac man on this fine Thursday morning. All right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.